Thanks, Matteo. I'm Cassie with All That Matters in Triple M Aussie Rock News this week.
Hi, we're the Teskey Brothers.
Melbourne band the Teskey Brothers have released a beautiful In Excess cover after fans literally demanded it. The Warrandyte band performed a cover of In Excess's heartbreaking hit Never Tear Us Apart at a New Year's Eve gig, and music lovers were that stoked on the cover, the band made the call to pop into the studio to record it. Now, they've released their take of In Excess's hit as a tribute to their late mate and champion of the band, Michael Gudinski. You can get your copy now, watch the beautiful video on their YouTube channel, and read more at the Triple M website. Now, speaking of mushroom music, Michael Gudinski's son, Matt Gudinski, has officially been named the CEO of Mushroom Music following the shock death of his father. The news was just announced this week, with Matt looking to honour his father's legacy with Mushroom. He's also working on a big 50th anniversary celebration of the label, and Matt is already planning the next 50 years. Now, if you missed it, you can catch Matty O's wrap-up of Michael Gudinski's memorial on the Listener app now.
Hey, this is Joel from Eskimo Joe.
This is one for the diehard Eskimo Joe fans. The Perth three-piece, who started out as a punk band, have released their first two EPs, something that was only previously found on Napster like 20 years ago. The band's first two releases, 1998's Sweater and 1999's self-titled EP, are almost unrecognisable. And what makes these releases more rare is that Eskimo Joe refused to play the stuff from these releases live, despite fans constantly requesting it.
Hello, this is Neil Finn.
Well, Crowded House have gone full kook with their collaboration with Tame Impala. Yep, the world-famous Aussie band have remixed the Crowdies' new single, To The Island. It's dreamy, it's kooky, it's weird, and it's just how you'd expect a Tame Impala remix of a Crowded House song would sound, but it sounds like nothing we've ever heard before. To The Island is from Crowded House's new album, Dreamers Are Waiting, that's out this June. The nostalgic alt-rock festival, Spring Loaded, is officially a national festival. Now it's got a big date on the tour. The festival includes Grinspoon, UMI, Jebediah, who actually caught live this week, Regurgitator, and heaps more, is heading south to the beachside Hastings in Victoria later this year. You can get all the ticket info and tour details at triplem.com.au.
Hi, this is Brian Johnson.
It's Angus Young.
AC/DC have released the details for their special Record Store Day picture disc release. Oh, I had to say that one slow. The double-sided single for Through the Mists of Time and Witch's Spell will be available for the annual music celebration Record Store Day happening this June. You can check out this collector's must-have release on the Triple M website now. The music industry was left absolutely heartbroken last week following the news that our legendary music festival, Bluesfest, was cancelled just one day before it was due to happen. What's worse was that the COVID restrictions for Queensland were lifted the next day, meaning the event could in fact have gone ahead. Bluesfest owner Peter Noble jumped on the phone with Triple M's Rosie, understandably frustrated and disappointed, just to get on the line and explain just how hard the cancellation is. Not just for Bluesfest, but for the music industry as a whole.
This is the watershed moment. People in the music industry that present, like me, we just can't just do this. And it, somebody says, oh, look, you're going to do it again in a couple of months? I can't do it again until I know next time around there is something in place that protects me from making this kind of an investment.
You can catch the full interview with the Bluesfest owner, Peter Noble, on the Listener app now.
Hi, this is Ian Mosk.
First it was AC/DC. Now Cold Chisel have a lane in their name. South Australia has honoured the iconic Aussie rock band by naming a lane in their honour. Cold Chisel Lane is located just streets away from where the band formed before relocating to Sydney. It's easy to find because the lane is decorated with an Aussie music-inspired mural. There for the opening, Cold Chisel frontman and rock royalty, Jimmy Barnes, literally took a trip down memory lane to where the band first formed in the 70s. Go past the flame trees, past the Bow River, and you're there at Cold Chisel Lane. Don't forget, if you want to stay up to date with the latest Triple M Aussie rock news, download the Listener app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Aussie rock news this week.